Thank you for calling. Please stay on the line, and the next available representative will be with you momentarily.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hello.
Hello, Ty.
Hey, Ty.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, I told you to call this line because you have a few QA deductions. I'm just going to go over your QA deductions with you. First, I'm going to start with the call that I just listened to. Do you know what you could have handled differently on that call?
Dead air.
What is that?
That was bad. Oh my gosh, that was that long? Oh.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, so the first thing is they gave you a zero on the call QA. For whole time, that's not why you received a zero, but, you know, that's part of the reason why you got counted off because it was a lot of dead air. But the main thing is you didn't offer any saves. Like, the customer called in. He only wanted the keto. He didn't want the cleanse. So you're supposed to try to save, like, both of the products by offering saves, and if they decline, then you cancel out the one they don't want.
Oh, I had to try to save the other one? Oh, I didn't know I had to. I forgot about that thing.
Yeah, anytime, even if it's a same day order, try to save both of the products. The only time you wouldn't offer saves for one of the products is if they make a threat or they threaten to cancel the whole account if they can't cancel that one product. Other than that, you'll always offer saves.
Okay, I understand. Because I thought that, like, it didn't really matter because was technically by me avoiding the charge. I was thinking, technically by me avoiding this charge, it's saving the trial. But okay.
Yeah, it's not. It's only saving one of the products, not the other. Sometimes you can't save them, but you just try by offering your saves. Either they're going to accept it or decline it. Then you, on your healthy living, you had a 90 on a call. The only thing you did wrong on the call, it was your hold time. Just remember, your hold time is always 30 seconds or less. And then you got a 90 on a healthy living call. It's just for note, not branding the call. Just remember at the beginning and the end, you say, thank you for calling customer support. Those are minor errors. The only one that I was really worried about is the zero. But now I see that you said you didn't know you had to try to save them. So, yeah, just try to save them. If they decline, cancel the account out.
Okay. All right. So I got to go through the entire protocol, like 30%, 75%.
You'll handle it regular. Right. Like, say, for instance, if they ordered two products in the same day and they're calling in to counsel, you'll give product knowledge and then you'll offer whatever three saves. Sometimes after that first save, they threaten to counsel the whole account. That's when you will go ahead and just counsel whatever they're asking you to counsel to keep the other one. But most of the time, they'll listen to you and they'll just say no to all three saves. And most of them are going to tell you they can't take cleanse for whatever reason. So after you offer your three saves, you just counsel it. But you have to offer those saves first.
Okay, I'll write that down. I sure forget.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's gonna it's not a write-up. It's only going to be a developmental coaching because I don't really have to speak to you much. So it's not nothing, you know, major. It's going to show as a write-up, which is why I'm telling you, you'll see where it says pending write-up, like on your agent overview. But once you click on it and go in the system, you'll see that it says, hi, Ty, this is not a write-up, just a developmental coaching. Basically just saying that we spoke about it today, and if it continues, then it could go to the next step. But I know it ain't going to continue.
Okay.
Okay, you got any questions?
Nah.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right, see you.
All right.
Take care.
You too.